All right, I got the microphone rolling. It is 5:41, and we have whom we have in the room right now. I do believe George and Kelly, can you not see that Colonel Wallace and Candace Decker are in the room with us, just so you all know who's here. Let's start with a moment of silence, please. All right, thank you very much. Clearly, we do not have a quorum tonight, so we won't vote on anything, but I think what we should do is just burn through all the details so that they're on record, and we'll deal with approving things to get posted at a later time. I'll work with Scott on how we're going to do that. Take this opportunity to look at your agenda real quick, and I'll give 15 seconds if you'd like to comment on anything. Do so. So take 15 seconds and look over the agenda. All right. Having done that, does anybody wish to add anything to what's planned to discuss this evening? Okay. We are no special guests of the meeting. And let's take a look at the minutes from 23rd of January, please. If you haven't already done so, I've looked them over. They were posted. Anyone not get an opportunity to see them? Let's take another 15 seconds and we'll make improvements on them if you feel you need to. Otherwise, we'll keep moving. All right, nothing heard there. We're not going to vote. We'll consider the January minutes acceptable to those of us who are here. We have Candace Decker in the room, and I do believe she has no intention to address anything.
Correct.
Okay, so there's no one else on the video, and no one else has to come in, so no one is available for public comment this evening. We'll close that. Treasurer's report was posted this afternoon. Did you get a chance to see that? I put it up. I got it late. I put it up late. For those of you on the video, I didn't see anything interesting in there that was unusual in any case. I have some board support coming, and I need to talk to Ron because actually I know of another nice-sized donation that came to the school numbering in the thousands, but I haven't seen it post yet, so I'm just going to wait. Talk to Ron and or see it post on the WISFIS account before I even need to talk about it at all. So that would be a voting item for the board, but we don't have the quorum to do so. Does anybody have any remarks about the WISFIS account that I should take to Scott or to Ron? All right. The principal's report would include, I'm going to turn it over to Bob Wallace in a moment. It would include voting on a web report, which we will not do. To what extent he wishes to discuss that, it's fine. I've talked to Blair about it. And so let me turn it over to you now to discuss all the principal's items, if you wish.
Okay. So I'm sorry, I'm just now pulling up the
sure.
report. I forgot about that one. I guess I'll first ask if you've had a chance to review it. Do you have any questions on that at all?
Let me look at the principal's report.
I'm sorry, I was looking at the web report.
Okay, web report. Stand by that. I've also been through that one. I personally talked to Blair on it, so I don't have any questions. We did talk about other expenses which came up in CBOC, and this web report doesn't have a lot of granularity, which I think is intentional, but other expenses is a catch-all for just about anything that doesn't have its own category on this report. So that number looks big, but it's within reason. I would just make that comment.
Okay. And I did not go over this with Blair, so I'm going to be quiet, I
I can briefly talk about it because I did go through with Blair. Food always continues to be a problem. Certainly, it's not a big stone, but it's but because of the debt that's due, it's big enough to where it can move things. It's an ongoing problem that we discuss all the time. I talked to Blair about building maintenance and custodial supplies, being that it was at 1.4%. That did not seem right. And essentially what he told me was that there have been expenditures, particularly two AC units, which was a big expenditure this year. And they probably come in other expenses, which is why that number is so big and 1.4 is so small. But in short, that actually kind of illustrates the point I was trying to make with Blair, is that other is such a catch-all that it's not very illustrative. But if it, I guess I'm saying this on a recorded line, if it makes the DOE happy, then that's satisfactory. So that's where we were, Bob, if you have nothing more on that.
No, I misspoke the financial reports with Blair when we met last night. Sorry.
Okay, you want me to tackle one more? Because I did review that with him too.
Yeah, monthly?
Yes, the narrative. Is that what you were... The budget narrative?
Okay.
Is that where you were going to go?
No, I was referring to the monthly budget. What do we call that one?
The budget probably is what you're referring to.
Yeah, the financial report.
Yes.
I'm sorry, no. Yeah, no, you're right. Where's the budget?
The budget is, I thought, what you might be referring to.
Excuse me, yes. No, yeah, I'm sorry. It's with respect to the financial narrative, I did curve down on the layer with that one. It really comes down to the summary paragraph. When you look at expenditures and the percentage of that we are through the year, they're pretty much right on top of each other, and there are no concerns there. We just want to continue to be frugal with our spending for the remainder of the year so that we come in on budget. And then there's the... if we go back up, I'm sorry, to the 100 on the paragraph one, book final budget 24 revenue, the anticipated 140K that is going to come in under operations. That is an additional monies from the federal government. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I discussed it with Blair, and you made the most important point, is that we're tracking real good.
We're right on budget. We're comfortable as long as nothing catastrophic happens. You know, huge AC goes out and that sort of a thing. The heat's been a little bit of an issue. I know he's had some work done on those this past 30 days. I think like St. Morel was out for about a day and a half. One of those colder days. But you know, it's a building. It was warm enough. It was like we were. Yeah. Getting frosty over there or anything.
Yeah.
But spring around the corner, I know there's a plan in place to start testing out the shift over to the AC. So hopefully that goes well.
Okay. We've covered finance and web report, and for the most part, we've got the budget taken care of too, unless there's some questions on that. I mean, the budget drives the web report, and things are in alignment, and the budget also drives the finance numbers. So things are largely in alignment there, unless someone has a question about the budget. Okay. Do you wish to talk to the dashboard at all?
Okay. Let me pull that up. Sorry. Expand this. So enrollment, obviously that has not changed. 416, you see those numbers there. Teacher absences, student attendance, a lot of truancy meetings here of late, and that's when you hit 10 or more unexcused absences. There have been quite a few truancy meetings. They've been doing a really good job with scheduling those meetings. And to date, I don't know if any of us, I don't think there's any going to court right now. I might be wrong on that, but I haven't heard of that materializing. So I think it's being handled now between the staff and the mom, then with the parents, guardians, getting their loved ones back in school. I did not look at last month's suspensions or discipline data. You got 31 suspensions on here. You pull down. Sorry, I was in the wrong month.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You said 31, I caught 13, because 13 is January. I thought you
13 for this month. So I was in the wrong month.
Sure.
I'm trying to read this. It's not coming up. It's real small. Sorry. But so that is an improvement, believe it or not. If I had to say anything about suspensions, it continues to be one or two things. We had a couple of kids and, you know, try to get into a fight, you know, 10 days ago, and it really wasn't a fight, but resolved that and sent them both home. And then vaping.
Yeah.
It's just vaping. Mm-hmm. You know, that is just a common thing, and I think the percentage is way over half of the suspensions are due to vaping.
Okay.
For this entire year.
Wow. Okay.
So you see athletics there, so we're up to about 65 cadets on athletics. We've got about 50 in Marine Corps JROTC side. We've got a lot of cadets staying after school right now. And that goes into the principal's report a little bit, but there's at least 100 right now staying after for spring sports and then everything else.
Can I ask real quick, wrestling or any other winter sports, do we have any people moving on?
Yes, we do. I forget the number. I think it's 5 or 6 on the wrestling side that are moving forward.
Nice.
They have a meet this weekend, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we'll see
how that
plays
meet?
Out for them. Pardon me?
Is that the state meet? That's the final, I suspect?
Conference.
I think I watched conference on the weekend. Oh, maybe that was... I thought I watched conference on the weekend.
I don't think it's state yet. It's one below that.
Okay.
We have a couple alternates that may not make it, but we have at least 6 that I think are named. They're moving forward. I think there's 3 of those that are definitely going to have a match. The other 3 were kind of alternates, I guess. If somebody drops out, then they take their place, sort of a thing.
Okay.
And you see there are 400 community service hours this month. So we're doing well. We're doing well there.
Excellent. I probably printed the principal's report too early because I have a lot of unfilled in data here. So if you wouldn't mind reviewing that, I'll be able to catch up with you.
Okay, principal's report. 211 applications as far for this school year. We've signed 47 cadets. A couple more the other day. An unusually high number of new cadets at these new cadet meetings have been... very positive. You get right to the end and the parents like, we're going to go home and think about it. Or, hey, we'll see you at the open house and then we'll be back. So I don't know what the percentage is. I know the front office calls in and says, okay, so where are we? And several have signed with us. I don't know what the percentage is, though, writ large, because I'll be honest, my first 6 meetings, I mean, one, the dad wanted to sign within 10 minutes of the meeting. I was like, "Whoa, we're not quite ready yet. You don't know that much about us." I finished the meeting. The mom and the son were all about it. Dad said, let's just think about it."
Really? Okay.
So you know, a lot of indecision, I guess, is my point. A lot of indecision this year, more so than I've seen in previous years. But the cadets I have seen have been outstanding. They've been really, really super good young men and women.
Very good.
So, but we're at 47. We are tracking with 2020 on those that have signed. So that's a good sign
okay.
for us. We're ahead of the last 3 years.
Good.
Appointments and resignations. So Master Sergeant Mowen is departing. He is he wants to do a different path, and he's going to start going to school full time. He's got several things that he is trying to achieve all at once. He's being aggressive. So he needs more time to do that, so he's going to depart us. I knew that was coming sometime this summer. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, back in September, I told you I hope I make it through September with him. So here we are approaching March, and he's done his bit, and he's going to move on with his family. They're staying local. He's just going to try something different. And Gunnery Sergeant Brenneman is returning. So Master Sergeant Mowen's last official day on our roll will be 22 March. Although he is taking a good amount of leave. Vacation time between now and then, which helps the school because they don't have to do a payout. So his last day is 22 March. Gunnery Sergeant Brenneman will return the following Monday. That's the plan right now, as long as I get everything working with the Marine Corps side to bring him on board that day, and everything's on track, so should be no gap there. And he is very anxious to return.
And Humon has 10th graders, and Brenneman picks up 10th graders. Yes, freshmen.
He is he's dual teaching with Gunnery Sergeant Beyer, and I wanted that for her first year. It's very difficult. Being a Marine on active duty, and she's a reservist, but she's still a Marine, to come into a classroom. So he's been a good mentor for her these past months. And but she's ready. She's really good. She's
okay,
ready,
good.
Ready to roll. But two instructors with the freshman class, it works really, really well. Because it's kind of like that first phase, what they call phase one of boot camp. You don't get that right, the rest of it doesn't matter. And it's kind of the same way here. We got to get the freshmen right.
Okay, good.
Two instructors. This is the second time we've had it for almost a year. So I'm a fan of that. It works really, really well.
Is there any send-off for Humon? Yeah, how long has he been here? How many years?
Coming up on 3 years.
Okay.
So we will do something for him, yes.
Okay.
I'm not even sure when he's going to tell the staff. I think Blair's going to end up telling the staff this week. That has not been announced to the staff yet.
Should the board do a letter of appreciation or any such thing for him?
I think that would be a nice thing. We have not done that in the past for anybody that I know of, as far as I know. Any teachers or staff?
Yeah, we've had a couple leave last year that I don't recall doing it for.
Yes, so I don't think that.
Okay, I'll talk to Scott.
Yeah. Okay, past trips and stuff in there. I think unless there's any questions on that, I'll roll right through it.
Okay.
Again, spring sports started yesterday. So we have baseball, softball, girls soccer, track and field, which is new for us this year. A lot of cadets out there yesterday for track and field.
Good.
And I feel like I'm all lacrosse. So Raiders are still going, marksmanship still going, drill is still going, so it's a bit of busy afternoons. On the future side, open house Thursday. Potentially our last drill meet of the year is on this Saturday. See some testing dates in there for PSAT and NASFAB. And Easton drill competition is a scratch. That is a no-go. Service Academy night. It was kind of, this is just an aside comment. It was kind of interesting because they're so used to doing this at DSU, and we've done a color guard there for about 4 or 5 years in a row. And they reached out to us and said, "Hey, we'd like for you to do the color guard for the Service Academy night." And I was like, "Sure, it's fine." I just went down a little bit, and I realized, "Oh, they moved the location to Dover High School." I said, "Do you realize Dover High School has a JROTC program at their high school?" I said, "Because I'm just speaking how I would react if somebody came to our school with a color guard, I would be a little upset." So it's been worked out. It's fine. It's just trying to play nice. And the end of the third marking period is coming up pretty quickly on the 21st.
All right.
We were hoping to get the school calendar approved. If not, just take a look at it. Maybe we can do a quick approval next time, but if we don't want to spend any time on it tonight, I understand. But next year's school calendar is up for review.
I saw it. I would defer that to having more eyes on it and commenting on it before we vote on that.
It pretty much fits. There are no major changes to how we do business and when we do business as far as days off, that sort of thing. But nothing major has changed from the last couple of years. Still taking a week off for Thanksgiving. Christmas is a little bit longer because of the way it plays out for us this year.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. Anything more from you?
No, sir. I believe that's it.
Okay. Chris Martin joined us, or did he leave us as well? Chris, come back. I could get some work done with you. does anyone have a message? Anyone have a number for Chris? Because I would, if he's reviewed. Here we go. Let me see. Chris, if you can hear us, would you mind coming off your mute and saying hello real quick? Chris, if you can hear us, would you mind either throwing us a symbol up there, a high five, or coming off your mute and telling us you're there? So here's my plan, guys. If I can get Chris up, if he can hear me, and if he has reviewed these items for vote, is that I would take this opportunity to get him voted. But in the meantime, Chris, come on up. Just come on with some audio if you can. We're gonna move on, but we're gonna wait to hear you come up if you can do it. In which case, we're gonna take advantage of you and vote. He's left the meeting. Okay, hopefully he comes back. He's probably trying to get in. I'm guessing what he's doing. I didn't expect Heather to be absent tonight. I have personally sent out 2 invitations to bring people to the school. I've not heard from them. I will attempt to get them in before March 30th. I'm probably going to send some other invitations as well because whether I can get them in before March 30th or not, but I actually would rather see if I can brainstorm someone else who might also be able to tie us into the community. So I'm probably going to pick up more on that. The Ryan Kennedy, I've not met him myself. The picture there is that for the purposes of fundraising, he's going to try and give us the visual side of that, the graphic side of that. Do you know more on that? That's what I know about it, is that he's going to come in here and produce a graphic. And so when we've had our visitors come through and then we're going to pitch giving to them, we'll have visual supplies to pitch giving, and there'll be more information than any one of us individually could produce. Under marketing, I continue to deal with, and it's not a bad deal with, I continue to keep DOE properly updated each month. It's an hour or two a month, but I do pay attention to the, what they call the dashboard that the DOE has, and Blair takes care of a lot of it, but I throw up my part and I just track that we're doing all the tasks that they're giving us to do. I would like to hear about what we're doing with USDA. I guess that's going to have to wait. If you knew, you may not know anything. And even so, I probably wouldn't ask you to speak on it. Okay. We're going to move money in an escrow direction at some point. Kelly, you're up. If you've got anything for us this evening.
I just wanted to update you guys on things that are going on in our school. We recently had a collection event for Code Purple. Can you hear me?
Yes, plenty.
I have a bit of a, I just got over the flu, so please.
No problem.
Please forgive me. So I think it went really, it was successful. They collected a lot of things for families that have suffered domestic violence in some way. We have our parent-teacher conferences coming up on Friday. The math department has been instrumental in helping to prep the students for the upcoming PSATs and SATs. Also, I just wanted to kind of tell you guys that I took 4 cadets to Baltimore for the annual AMSIS, which is a Society for Federal Health Professionals. So we went to a conference in Baltimore on February 12th, and it went really well. It was, what I told, it was the superstars of the health professional world in the federal, whether it be government, so they had all branches of government that were represented, as well as the Department of Public Health. So it was really interesting. I think the cadets got a lot out of it. It was about how the military has helped them in their professional career in terms of medicine. So whether that be as a nurse or a doctor or as a public figure in the health department, it was all different types of careers. So it was interesting for them to see. We have, starting in March, our service project for HOSA, which is to collect items for baskets for cancer patients. And then I also kind of wanted to put a plug in for, I have a donor's choose currently, and we are trying to get money for our end of year big project in forensics, which is to do autopsies on beetle pigs. I know, it's kind of crazy. But I also want to say that Sandberg also was successful in getting a donor's choose grant for getting multimedia equipment for his courses. So that's it.
Excellent.
Anybody have any questions?
No, thank you very much for doing that. Chris, we see you come back again. If you get an opportunity to come off mute and tell us you're there, we might use you here, but I'm going to continue to move on until I hear from you. Reggie did text me this evening. He was expecting to be here, but had a late unexpected out. And in fact, I'm going to keep a secret that he dropped on me during a text message because there's not enough room. There's not enough people in the room to make it an exciting message. So I'm going to let I'm going to leave you hanging on that one and let Reggie reveal that one at his own time. On to you, Kevin.
I have really nothing further to report from what we did last time. Last week, I put a package together for Scott and for the tour at the school up here. I forget the gentleman's name that came up, but
Kennedy?
Yeah. And so Scott had all the information that he needed for that, up-to-date pricing. I actually drew it, did some renderings, and so he had all of it. So it looked pretty good.
Okay. Very good. I saw that the number had gone up, but not unexpected.
It wasn't. It wasn't a lot.
Okay.
Was there any feedback on that visit from Scott on how the Kennedy visit went and
he has
materialized in any direction?
He said that this gentleman is personal friends with one of the Waltons, and
oh, yes.
He was going
That's what you're talking about.
Talk with him about some donation or something. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that's always a good thing. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, this kind of ties into this, and I'll just throw it out there because it ties into kind of building and grounds a little bit. We went up to Reading High School two Saturdays ago for the regional championship, and we came in third place, and the top two schools go on to nationals. And it occurred to me while I was up there, you know, I guess I've known this for a while. I just tried to, you know, keep it tamped down, but we can, with respect to drill, I'm speaking on their behalf. We can dominate Delaware because the kids are just that good. But we get to the regional level, until we get a place we can practice and consistently practice versus 2 days a week and then trying to figure out where you're going, kind of acting like a football team without a field, the practice zone, we're never going to get that far. And it was just disappointing for our kids. I mean, they're with what they have, the limitedness that they have, and the facilities
what
that
they do
have,
with it,
and how they get kind of just jockeyed around to different places, they did really, really well. But the school, I mean, Reading has got a great setup up there. I mean, but it's a school of 5,000 kids.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah, it's 5,000. And they have security guards there. They're all vested up. I mean, this is for a drill meet. And they're all vested up and everything.
I think they need to be in Reading, so, yeah.
Pardon me?
They probably need to be in Reading.
Yeah, I don't know much about the town, but it was pretty deep in some areas for sure. But they have their own drill deck. They have 24 hours a day. And he was saying how the kids there, because of some things you're referring to, they're knocking on the door at 4:30 in the morning to get in so they can practice drill.
Oh, man.
And he says that happens all year. I'm like, holy cow. I mean, they're walking to school.
Right.
So, anyway, just one of these days when we had the opportunity, whether here or not, still drill deck. I mean, it's just a slab. It would greatly help out.
Okay. CBOC, I don't know the date off the top of my head. Do you happen to know?
I think it's the 21st.
March. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think there's anything interesting coming up, anything unusual, I should say, coming up with that CBOC. Kevin, did you send him a text message if I?
Yeah, he came back up as soon as I could.
Would you mind calling him real quick? Because if I can get and see if he's having a technical problem, because I'm going to close down shortly. If I can have him, I'll use him if I can.
Because he's probably on the road.
He could be that too. He can only do what he can do. So if he can play with us, fine. If he can't, it's all right.
So it is.
302-293-2581. My phone's running the recorder, so I don't dare to take it off.
Yes, sir. Hey, Chris. Hey, we see you've been trying to get in a couple times in the meeting there. Is it not letting you in, or? Oh, okay. We're one person short of having the quorum, so we can vote on a couple things.
I got him here.
See, your thing popped right up, and.
Did you want to try and go off mute and talk with us?
And did you let him in? Did you actually hit?
I think I let him in previously, so.
Okay.
Let me see. No, he's in the call.
Turn your mute off, because it looks like your mute's on and might be able to hear you. Yeah, your mute shows it being on. It looks like I'll be darned if the mute has a line across it or the microphone does.
What's that?
It says it's waiting to let him in.
Okay, well, I show that he's in. I'll tell you what I might want to do, because I'd really like to. I'm gonna just restart this whole thing. Is what I'm gonna do. I got no one else.
He's gonna reboot.
Hey, George and Kelly, I'm gonna try and drop this call and come back in and see if we can get Chris in. And if we fail, then we'll adjourn after we come back in. But I'm gonna drop everybody off the call, and I'm gonna open the call back up. All right. You got that, George?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Very good. Give me just a minute, and I'm gonna.
Yeah. Great. All right. Sounds good, Chris. All right. Thanks, man. See you.
Hi, George. Be right with you.
Okay, I can hear you fine.
Great, thank you. Kelly, we got you. You ever hear us? Okay.
Yep, I can hear you.
It's funny, because I don't have to admit people this time around. Everybody's popping right up. Let's see. I have to admit him. All right, Chris. We got you. I still show you with a micro with a mute, and I have no way of knowing if you can hear us or not. If you can use like a hand symbol or something, Chris, and throw a hand up to tell me you're there, we can vote that way if need be. Something like that. The other thing we can do is bring him up on the phone if I have to. Put him on your speaker. If you wouldn't mind doing that, let's just get him on the speakerphone, and he can drop that call once you get him on there, if you just want him to drop that call.
No, not yet. We're just going to leave you on speakerphone on the cell phone here, if that's okay.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, thanks for trying. You're the only one that's got a technical difficulty for whatever the reason. But, Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot here. It's Ryan. Can I ask you if you had an opportunity to review the documents that were posted on the board docs?
I missed the first part of that. Was that to me? Or?
Yeah, Chris, it's Ryan here. Have you had an opportunity to... review the
yes.
Oh, that's correct answer. Thank you very much. what I'm going to do, Chris, we've run through the majority of the meeting, and you obviously can pick it up on the audio version later, but what I'd like to do is go back one by one and do motions on the items that have to be voted on. So I'm going to start Kevin and Kelly, if you want to help me, and George, you want to help me, we'll make this go fast. We're going to start with the Secretary's report, please. Motions and seconds and all the good stuff, please.
Make a motion to approve the Secretary's report.
Okay, that's copied. I got
second.
Okay, I copied that, George. Thanks. So I got I'm gonna get some notes taken down here. I have a motion and a second on the minutes from 23 of January. I guess we go with this way first. All in favor, would you say aye, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. That's 5 votes, there's no negatives. Does anyone have any discussion before we close that action item? Okay. The motion for the approval of the secretary's report is completed at 5 votes and no negatives on that. We are moving to the WSFS account report, please.
A motion to approve the WSFS
WSFS account.
Account
report.
And also the web report.
And, oh, and that's a fine way to do that, Kevin.
Well, it's all the same.
Okay. So Kevin makes a motion to approve the WSFS account, the budget, and the web report.
Sorry.
Thank you very much, guys. Let's all in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're going to count that as 5. And anyone have a no vote on that? Because I can't make them all out at once. I see no votes in the negative. So the motion for the WSFS, the budget and the web report is passed 5-0. Thank you. I'm going to push the school calendar to the next meeting with more people on board. And I am going to say that those are all the action items. Chris, we were pretty much up to this part in the meeting. We were closing down. There's a note here that the charter was approved in January. That can probably come off of this agenda. We know that. Next meeting of the CBOC is in March. Next meeting of the Board of Directors is March 26th. Open for any last comments for another 10 seconds here, and then we'll take a motion to adjourn the meeting. And Chris, thanks very much for joining in. That made all the difference today.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Did you say we're going to push the calendar?
Well, push the calendar, please. Yes. Okay. If there's no other items for tonight, I would take a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion.
So moved.
I got one here from Chris, and I got one from George. Can I have a second? I will count George's as a second, since it was the second one. Let's go. All in favor of adjourning our meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Aye. Right. I heard them all that time, so there's no negative. So the motion to adjourn is approved 5-0, and all the details are in. We will adjourn the meeting at 6:19, and thank you all for being here. We're going to close it down. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.